Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live today from a remote location out at Galvanize Phoenix off of Grant Street. And it's a fun opportunity for us to connect with the Yes Phoenix community. A lot of startup tech companies here, in addition to companies who are really just in startup mode, and Coplex and Clear Voice, a lot of other organizations. And I'm very happy to introduce you to my dear friend today. Goodness gracious, Jeremy Montoya with Mont Marketing. Welcome, Jeremy.
I'm just glad you didn't call me Jennifer.
I did before we went. I don't know how that happened, but I think when I do remote broadcasts, I get talking so much and there's so many different things going on, my brain becomes kind of slushy. But thank you for making the point to come and spend time with us today. We just got done taking a tour of Galvanize before we headed back to this little studio area. What do you think of the Galvanize?
Well, first, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah. This space is awesome. It's really cool seeing the diversity of companies, because there's what looks like, you know, solopreneurs and freelancers all the way to what, Banner Health or someone else who's in here. So that's pretty cool. Like there's a vast variety, and I'm sure if you're someone who's just getting started, you can come in here and have great conversations with people who will lead you to that next step. So that's cool to see an environment like this.
It's amazing. And it really has become the tech hub. I know Arizona Tech Council is very involved with Galvanize, and it's a campus. We got to hear from Katie Hurst earlier this morning to talk a little bit about the culture. So I'm glad I got to be the first one to introduce you and have a chance to walk you around. But today's segment, this segment right now, is all about you and your business and how you help individuals as well as companies, large and small, with their marketing. And we're really specifically going to talk about branding today, aren't we?
Definitely.
What is the difference then, Jeremy, between branding and marketing, if I were to term it that way?
Yeah, this is a good question, because I think a lot of people get confused between marketing, advertising, and branding. And I definitely had a huge confusion when I first started getting into this whole world of not knowing between marketing and advertising. What I would say branding is the emotion that you leave over a long period of time. You know, for every company and every person, we leave people feeling a certain kind of way, and you never forget that feeling when it's been impressed upon you. And so, you know, for brands or for people or for you know, making that lasting image, you want to be strategic about what that impression is going to be. If you have a goal around it, if you don't, then it probably isn't a focus for you. But if you have a goal around it in your life or in your business, you want to be adamant about that impression that you're leaving. So branding is just putting those pieces together to make sure that happens over a long period of time.
I don't know that I've ever heard you explain it like that before, but that's very helpful for me to hear that.
I don't think I've ever explained it like that before, so that was good.
You heard it here, folks. So is this branding is a term we can use for companies? Like there are like McDonald's, Starbucks, Infusionsoft. We can say that those are brands.
Definitely.
As well as an individual entrepreneur, solopreneur can brand themselves.
Absolutely.
Explain that.
Yeah, and I mean, you don't even have to be an entrepreneur or, you know, solopreneur or anybody to focus on your brand, because everybody has a brand. Are you conscious of the impression that you're leaving, right?
Oh.
Every person you've come across today, from maybe the coffee you got this morning to the company that you interacted with where you got the coffee from and the employee there, every single part of that left an impression on you. So if you're going to a Starbucks, the employees are trained, hopefully, not like in the media, they have not been as much lately. They're trained to act a certain way and to create a certain kind of unique experience based on their personality and based on the training that they have. But some people aren't conscious of it. And so I think it's worth spending time on as an individual, even if you aren't entrepreneurial or in a company. Like for me, and in business, this is a way for me to get to where I want in life. But there are millions of ways for people to get to where they want in life, even without business, but they still have a brand. If you need something from the outside world, your brand had better bring value to other people and not take more value, because if you need something, people are always the key to it.
And your brand has to speak to whatever it is that you're looking to achieve or want to have people reflect back to you, right?
And consistently, because a lot of times, I mean, we see this like with companies these days and how consumers can completely turn on them when their brand, when what they're saying or the message they're putting out changes. It only takes one image on social media to cause that sort of uproar. It only takes one thing from a CEO or from an employee refusing service to somebody for something bogus, for all of that to go down the drain. It can be lost in a second, which is kind of scary. It only takes one hater. My barber, Edgar, always says it only takes one hater to like throw a business off or throw a person off, because you can do so much damage these days. So it's important that in the long term, you're putting out the right message and coming from the right point, because people will come to expect something from you. And if you can deliver on that expectation over and over and over, people will trust it a lot more, and they'll want to do business with it a lot more. They'll want to give you the thing that you're wanting that maybe they have access to.
It's interesting that as I've built Business Radio X over the course of this last year, I've always had a brand for myself as an executive leadership coach, and it's shifted a little bit. Part of me has been very conscious and on purpose with that, and I'm also aware, mainly because of our conversations, how much more intentional I can become around it. As I've made the shift from executive leadership coach to now being the owner and operator for Phoenix Business Radio.
Right.
So how does Mont Marketing, how do you help people do that? Or I should probably ask, is that what you help people do? Establish a brand and then develop it and blow it up? Or where do you enter in with folks around personal branding?
Yeah. So personal branding is our focus 100%. And for me, that's in alignment with my own personal brand, just because of my unique talents. And my business has been really based off of what I want in life and giving it to others first. And so 2015 rolled around a couple years back, and I wanted an online business. There's some steps in between starting and then having the online business and having it over a long period of time. And what I learned through the process very quickly is that I didn't know much. And so I basically gave myself an education in marketing. I started studying companies. I started listening to I Love Marketing podcast over and over, and got to go to one of their events through happenstance, and just immersed myself in it and decided that, you know what, let me go and find startups, companies. I didn't look at them as individuals or personal brands back then, that could take a gamble on me, where I could be honest that, hey, I'm learning, but I'm eager to learn. Let me see if I can work a deal out where maybe I can find an employer or a startup who'd be willing to help me get to these marketing conferences and to help me get access to these marketing courses and people and coaches to train me so that I could do it for them. And so at the time I was working for Apple, and I very quickly changed what I wanted, and I found a startup who was just getting started, and they literally wanted exactly who I was at that time, and they were completely okay with me not understanding and me being the person to learn it and to implement it and bring it back. And then from there, I decided, okay, I want to like start sharing all these things I'm learning, because I can attract more people to me with it. And that's where I came across personal branding, is that's where I came across what the importance is of, and how much further a face can go than a logo or a company name, and how much more trust I can more quickly attain, and how we can get closer to my favorite thing with our clients, which is results. And so from that perspective, and from working with startups and companies and individuals, I just saw how much easier it was and cheaper it was for my clients to use their face instead of use their company name, because people trust people. And in today's economy, I mean, I grew up through a recession. I grew up watching my parents lose a house in 2008. You know, everybody's been had. Everybody's gotten got, and everybody has a radar these days that allows them to gauge, is something real or not? And it's never been more important for people to be able to have points of leverage to actually gain that trust. And in my opinion, and from my research, and from what we've done with our clients, it just shows that the face and the message from the face always goes further, it always goes faster, and it always sticks a lot longer. And so we just decided to focus on that, because for us, it was also more fun. It was more fun working with the individuals and helping them to craft their brand, because not everybody has their brand or their ideals dialed in, nor do they know how to share that with the world to create the perception that they want for the world to have of them. That long-lasting emotion that we opened up on, creating that. And so we have just stayed in that. We have stopped working with some startups and some other companies to focus on how can we help the executive, because that person might be writing a book or a podcast. How can we help other people to get in that position to be hired as the executive? Because, you know, while you and I are entrepreneurs and entrepreneurial, or, you know, many people listen to this as solopreneurs, some people don't even know those words yet and don't know how to classify themselves. And I would dare say sometimes it doesn't matter, but your brand does, because if you want something from the world, you better have a clear and very easy to understand message that's very upfront.
Right. So who, if we had to define who you serve best, who is that?
So it's a great question. Most people that we serve best, and the clients that we have that we're able to get to the results fastest with and over the longest period of time, they typically already have a successful business. It's like one of our clients is in Arkansas, and he's a CPA, and he only helps dentists. Dentists.
Sure, dentists.
These are hood dentists. Yeah. He only helps dentists. And so, like, for us, that's easy because he has a niche. He has contracted who he helps and expanded the services, which is a very important marketing concept, to just that market.
Excellent.
When he came to us, like, he's not relying on us to save his business. All we are doing is creating another wing online so that he can attract more people and so he can make passive income. And so that he can, you know, just make sure that he's surrounding himself with the right people in the industry through his podcast, through his YouTube channel, mm-hmm. and so that he can attract people who are just coming out of school and who are about to go and buy their first practice. And so for him, he doesn't need any of that. But that for him adds on a component that allows for his lifestyle to be where he is wanting.
Such a great example of who you help. So these are successful business owners and or executive leaders,
yep.
who understand the value of, and may not, they likely don't know how to make it happen, which is enter you guys.
Sure. And a lot of them do.
They do, but they don't, but that's not their...
It's the time investment to actually keep it going.
Right.
Because and a lot of people listen to this right now, like they might be like, oh, another agency owner. Because in a lot of podcasts, there's hundreds and thousands of agency owners.
Okay.
But in all reality, the thing that we're doing for people is always a little, like each agency is a little bit different. And you can go on YouTube or you can find a podcast just like this and you can put together how to do marketing and branding and advertising, but that time investment is so much. So to add the last part of this, our clients value time just like I do more than anything else, mm-hmm. because you can always get money back. You could get fired to get another job. You can start another business. You could do all of these things, but you can never get time back.
Right. So let's go back. So this is the example you gave us is he's an accountant,
yep.
and he specifically works with dentists.
Yep.
So although he might be brand savvy and know what he wants to do and mm-hmm. may even have the skill set, that's not his zone of genius.
Not at all.
Really, that's why you come on board.
Yep.
He says, here's what I need to do or here's what I hope to do. This is what I'm already doing. Mm-hmm. And you can bring your team and your skill set to help elevate that and obviously in turn get him results.
Correct.
So let's talk about the results because you mentioned that. What are some of the successes that people experience once they've connected with Mont Marketing as you say results? Like what do they stand to gain? Is it more followers? Is it more business?
For some of them, like their most concern or their biggest concern is followers.
The ROI.
That's typically not for us.
Yeah.
Like we can help them to get that. But for us, we know inherently that our clients want to see a return on investment,
yep.
because of what they're paying, because we're not cheap. You know what I mean? Because we aren't. And we want to work with clients from day one who are going to be in it for the long haul, who understand the importance of investing, who have the patience to wait for the results, but also the urgency to get started. So many people are so hesitant to get started, and then they want the results really quickly. People who are serious and have been in the game, they want to get started quickly and watch the results come in, not over a long period of time, but sustainably, and my favorite, consistently. In this specific scenario, we had a dentist. He came to us. It's less these days people come to us and say, hey, I want a podcast. Can you help me? Or hey, I want a YouTube channel. Can you help me? And it's more, hey, I want to eventually have a book, or I want to stand out in my industry, or I am doing X, Y, and Z. What should I be doing? And for us, that's where we get to roll up our sleeves and go into our, you know, zone of genius, in your words, mm-hmm. and to really help people the most, because then we can figure out based on their personality, who they are, what their goals are, what their vision is, what could be best for them in their scenario. Because lifestyle is such an important part of what I do and why I do business. And I know it's important for our clients as well, even if they aren't expressing it. This client has two kids. One's a newborn. He's married. Like, these things are why he's doing it, right? These components of his life is why he does any business and why he's investing in any other area of his life to grow it.
Mm-hmm.
So in his situation, we like to work in the most efficient manner possible. So we typically have our clients spend under 2 hours a week on their content, and that's through some sort of interview or some sort of series that we're helping them with. And from that, we create all of their other content. That might be the blog post. That's the actual podcast. That's the YouTube video that goes with the podcast. That's Medium post. That's an Instagram caption. That's tweets. That's quotes.
Wow.
That's all these other pieces. And that's just the beginning, because what we're also doing through all of this is listening very, very closely. And I have a team of extremely smart people who are far smarter than me in a lot of these different areas, and I'm very blessed for that. We listen for how we can package all of this to monetize it. With this client in particular, we launched a mastermind. about 6 months in. In the first week or two, we did $15,000 in sales. And these are people who come on for like an 8-week program where he spends like an hour or two with them a week. And then we package that course and create it into something that's more cost effective, but anyone can go through at their own pace and at their own time. So we do all of this content. We do all of this stuff to market someone with an end in mind of typically a product launch or multiple product launches or a book launch or those sort of things, so that they actually have a way to recoup their investment and so that they can actually have an online business that's actually profitable.
Okay, so much said there. Wow. So I know how, and you and I have had this conversation before, how much time it takes to create content, mm-hmm. to generate content. And what you're doing, you're not only leveraging this time for this professional, but you're listening for and really seeping out and juicing that couple hours that they spend with you for all the rest of the content that's needed.
Correct.
On an ongoing basis, a consistent basis.
Yes, and we train them on how to, you know, be in the moment with the people that they're interviewing or in their content that we're helping them to create, like mm-hmm. when they're actually creating it, so that we can get to that point. So there's like training that comes along with that, and you know, hands-on times with our clients. And there is oftentimes this is the first time someone has created an online course or something like that, but they've been wanting to for years. They know about it. They see the light. They just haven't had the time to do it because it does take structure. Mm-hmm. Yes, like anybody can create an agency, just like anybody can create an online course or anybody can create a podcast. But to have the skill of creating the consistency and showing up daily, hardly anybody has that. It's the reason why I'm in business. It's a reason why I'm able to charge what I do charge. And it's a reason why so few people ever make it in whatever they go out to go and do. So, you know, we focus on extremely investment-minded people because it's probably one of the bigger investments they'll make. I tell them that often, like probably could be more than their car, second to their house, these marketing efforts. But here's the numbers and here's what we're looking at and here's what we're, you know, what direction we're headed in.
Yeah. And these clients that you work with aren't just Phoenix-based, obviously.
No, these are
folks all over the country.
Definitely.
And I think an important distinction when we talk about agency, it's not just Jeremy handling it. You mentioned a couple of times that you have this team, because it really does take a team to create, even just with Phoenix Business Radio. When I started a year ago, I was trying to manage everything myself and very quickly learned that if I wanted to do this and I wanted to do it well, I need to have the right people in place. Yep. Everything from audio editing to, you know, social media content writers and everything else. So can you speak about really this professional team that you've put together and how important that is for someone who may be listening and think, well, I can piece that all out.
Mm-hmm. And there comes a certain time in business where that's the right move to do.
Okay.
So like I was a freelancer for like about 2 or 3 years, and I probably called myself a freelancer for 2 or 3 years too long, because it's just a very small distinction between a freelancer and an agency. An agency is essentially you're piecing together other pieces of the project or bringing people to the table to help with it. It takes a little bit more of a skill to manage all of that. But you only have so many hours in the day. Studies show through like our physiology, our bodies are capable of 3 major decisions a day. And most people make those decisions before they've left the house for work, deciding what they're going to wear, what they're going to eat, and how they're going to get there. So for me, knowing that I am very flawed as a human and the amount of energy I have, and that I don't have the ability to go all 24 hours a day, and that I do need 8.5 to 9 hours of rest in order for me to be good, that means that I do have to surround myself with the right people. When I was a freelancer, I started working with a couple friends, a couple people I had met in like the podcasting community to help with the audio stuff. I'm blessed now where a lot of my team are my friends, and they're great cinematographers, they're great editors, audio editors, and things like that. They're people who have worked for other really big agencies, so that's a huge advantage for me, and I get to work with people who I already trust and have a love for and that I want to see succeed. And so it just creates an environment like I just really want to have fun these days. And what that means for me is having people around me who know how to have fun and who are able to let loose, but also like to get things done and to just do it in a way that doesn't really feel like work, which can be hard. And that's a skill. But yeah, I'm very blessed that a lot of the people that we have with us are extremely smarter than I am at these things. They know programs that I don't know. I'm not scared to roll up my sleeves, and I absolutely do, in order to make sure that our projects get done on time when we're reviewing things and get ready for launch. I did all of these things myself at one point in time.
Right.
Now we're just a bit more polished with it. We have checklists and processes and meetings in place and things like that to make sure that we actually hit these milestones and goals.
Fantastic. Let's talk about the difference between logo and branding a little bit more. I mean, we talked around it. You mentioned that having a personal brand and leading with an individual adds that credibility, that sincerity. At what point does a business owner, like let's take an example of a CPA or even maybe someone who owns a barber shop.
Yeah.
At what point do they want to step away from their logo and start becoming their brand? Is it really if they want to start doing ancillary services, like on a speaking circuit and having written a book, or is that, can you even answer that question?
Yeah, it's like a chicken before the egg type thing a little bit. I think that you should be focusing on it long before you need it.
Okay.
It's just like your health, right? So many people want to get in shape when they are having the stint put in their heart. So many people have the wake-up call.
It's not too late, but it surely, you know, would have been easier a long time ago.
Like cancer, sickness, dis-ease in your body shouldn't have to be the wake-up call. But we aren't taught like that here in American society. Like, it's preached, but it's like not a general habit, right? It's not something that is really a part of our lifestyle or our culture, which is weird to say out loud. I've never really added that up. But, you know, you want to work on... It's like you want to be... Like, if you need to ask for something from someone that you know... Get that trust established before you ever have to go in and ask for it, and give something before you have to go. Now, you can recreate that in the moment if you need something. Like, there's ways to recreate that in the moment to spark everything I just said. But it's better, and you'll be in a better, more less stressful situation if you have that trust and that rapport and that relationship already. It's the same with our customers. It's the same. Like, my barber, Edgar, a really good friend of mine, is a great example. His Instagram icon is his logo, but his Instagram channel is his... stuff.
Him.
Yeah, it's his clients and his family and his life and cool stuff he has going on and what's going on in the barbershop, but it's still his Instagram. Like, that to me is the perfect blend of it. Music and the music industry has figured out personal branding very well.
Excellent example.
They have figured it out. I personally take more cues from hip hop and from TV than I do from any other personality-based brands. Because most people are just kind of copying what someone else has done. The most original things are in books, on TV, or in music. Music has figured it out. If you really want to understand branding, that longevity, creating an audience. Now, they have some advantages that most people don't. If they have a huge network and a huge audience, they can just put somebody in front of them. But if you look at what they're doing to create this long-lasting experience with their audience, those things are the exact same things we should be doing with them.
Fascinating. So you've mentioned YouTube, you mentioned Instagram. Are all social media platforms created equal, and are they? Should we be on all of them?
It's a good question. I think a lot of people struggle with that. I think a lot of people don't get started over that question to really focus on one or another. You got to look at a couple things. It's easier in business and in life to look at yourself first and to look inside, but I think it's more powerful to look outside of yourself when you're creating something that you need other people for. Think of those other people first. Think of the outer first. So what I would think about is, like, who are your target customers or clients or people that you want, for whatever reason you're doing personal branding, because it may not be e-commerce or business driven. Probably 90% of it is, but some people aren't. And decide what sort of people you need to be attracting to you.
And where are they?
Where are they? What are they doing? What are they waking up to right now? Who are they following? What are they listening to? I got this from a mentor of mine, Joe Polish, is to set up a camp in their mind. And like that, like, know your customers and your clients so well that you almost know their thoughts or the phrases. Mm-hmm. Dean Jackson, one of Joe's partners, always says, pillow talk. What conversation is your ideal customer having at night in bed with their spouse? And what are their concerns and their worries?
Love it.
And how are they expressing it? What exact words in the exact sequence those words are being used? What are they? And now let's use that. Mm-hmm. Because that will always lead you closer to the results first of having a transaction happen, which is what business is all about, and then actually having the results come on the back end is really knowing what they want. If you can understand that, they might not be on Instagram or Facebook or something. They might be on Anchor. For whatever reason, it's like a new podcasting.
I was going to say, I don't know what that is.
It's a podcasting app. You can actually launch a podcast inside of there.
Yeah.
In iTunes, from Anchor. It's insane. Your audience might be listening in the car doing that through something that you found out, or over time that kind of happens that way. And it's smarter to just go there instead of like making your life hard and going somewhere. If they're not on Instagram, then like don't go to Instagram. Don't get me wrong. Instagram is like between those two, YouTube and Instagram are like where I have fun, mm-hmm, and where I see the most results. But for others, if your audience isn't there, it doesn't make any sense for us to position you there.
It's so fascinating the way you've described that, because I've had several businesses and have helped several businesses from startup mode to success. And we've had an idea of what social media platforms they ought to be on, but we kind of have just thrown everything on the wall and said, okay, let's go out there and let's put it out there on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, you name it, and let's see where we have the success. And I've never thought about it through the lens that you just mentioned, to really be clear about who we are trying to appeal to and where, and go do that and do it well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's important. It's extremely important because for me, it cuts down the time in between actually getting from where you are to where you want to be. It's easier, though, to look inside and to say, what do I want?
Right.
It's easier. It's always easier to be selfish.
But it also is, what we're saying is not necessarily as effective
right.
and passion-driven.
Right.
If we really are here to serve and make
right.
a difference, then we have to be looking at who is it that we want to serve.
100%.
And where are they spending time and how would they want to hear from me?
And so many people think about that last. Now, are you and the selfishness important? Absolutely. Like, if you are the face and the name of your business or your brand, it's very important that you know how your business and what you're doing serves you. So you do have to do some inner work, so to say. But get to that outer part as fast as possible and understanding where your market is, because that's where the dollars are going to be, the results are going to be, and the key learning mm-hmm. points that are going to help your business to evolve into what it needs. Because hardly any businesses that I know of ever start out as exactly what they're meant or destined to be.
Right. Yes, it's an evolution.
100%.
A lot of pivoting, I think.
A lot of pivoting.
You mentioned Dean Jackson. I don't think we've had that conversation before. I know that you have shared that you have a lot of experience with Joe Polish. It's the first time I've heard you mention Dean Jackson's name. Back in the day, a long time ago, early 90s, Dean Jackson was part of Joe Stump's team with Buyerfully Network. And I had met him through by referral network. I was in real estate with my ex-husband at the time.
Wow.
And I remember being blown away with, even back then, how brilliant he was when it came to marketing and online presence. And then at Icon several years ago, I heard he was speaking at one of the little areas. And it was just, he's an amazing, amazing forefather, I guess, on behalf of marketing.
Yep. One of the original long-lasting podcasts in iTunes still.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I Love Marketing. It was one of the first podcasting things I ever listened to.
It's called I Love Marketing?
It's called I Love Marketing. It's one of the oldest podcasts on iTunes, if I'm not mistaken. Quick side story with how I met Joe. I was working at Apple at the time. And I was on the business team. I did a couple promotions, yada, yada. And Joe was one of our customers. Someone was helping him. I didn't know what Piranha Marketing was, which is what his business is under. And I had to help him in a pinch, like one Saturday or something like that. We got to talking. And turns out his partner at the time, not sure if she still is, had suffered from the same thing my mom was going through. My mom had stage 4 brain cancer and she was able to heal herself. And now she taught that online and was actually showing people how to do that. And he's a very generous man, offered help and those sort of things. But I was leaving Apple at that time and he said, hey, you should come to my conference, email Gina and we'll get you set up and maybe we can exchange some tech hours, yada, yada. And I was leaving Apple at that time. So I left and I got to go to his conference and I'm sitting in the back of the room. And they're already doing their thing on stage. Dean's being very eloquent. Joe's being very funny and punchy, sharing their stories. And he goes, real quick, that brings up a great point. Does anybody here in the room, there's like 2,000, 3,000 people, does anybody here not know the difference between marketing and advertising? It was silent. And I'm like, okay, no one, I don't. And so I just yell out, I don't. And he's like, who said that? He's like, there's too many people in the room. He's
right.
like, whoever did, thank you, because I know a lot of other people had that question. And he went on to answer that. And over those next 3 days, I realized that the business I had at the time was a clothing line, was not where it needed to be. It was not a business. It was a hobby. And from that point forward, I started focusing on online marketing, which led me into personal branding, which led me into the seat, which led me into everything I'm doing these days for the most part.
Yeah.
And it was all because I was willing to admit that I didn't know the difference between marketing and advertising. And because I was also willing to show up. And so those things right there definitely, have done a lot for me and shaped my career.
It's interesting as you're sharing this. I know in the past we've talked a lot around your desire to mentor and help other folks come up into the world in whatever way that they want to be.
Right.
Can you speak a little bit about your experience as a mentor and why that's important to you?
Yeah. And I'm not sure if you're saying exactly what's going through my head, but we'll just kind of expound on that a little bit. Like I said earlier, I think business is one way to get to where you want in life. I think it's a very important way. I think it's like Mark Cuban, it's one of the ultimate sports. But I also think that it is one of a myriad of ways to get to where you want to be. If you choose for it to be the vessel that gets you there, then it can be. But so can a job. But so could a windfall. Although that I can't teach that. I've never had a windfall. I couldn't teach that. But I am more interested in helping people to get to where they want to be in life. Regardless of that kind of in between. Sometimes business does come up as that thing. Sometimes a job, sometimes it's moving. But I have been shown through a series of events that we get what we think about. And so I'm all about just like, let's figure out what those things are and let's start taking steps towards it. And let's allow for a force way more powerful than any of us here to bring those things to us. And sometimes it happens in a conversation. Sometimes it happens in a random Uber. Sometimes it happens in a random thing, like that you actually get closer to where you want to be. And so I'm all about kind of going with that flow and showing people these days, like, you know, the people closest to me, especially, and some of my students, how to go about that, and how to maintain yourself, what to do and what not to do, so that you can get to your ideal lifestyle faster. Like, business is super cool and I love it, but what I really love more is enjoying my time and the freedom to do whatever I want with that time. Sometimes it is business. Sometimes it's a forced choice, though. So I just think that life is too short to not only go after what you want, but to also not have it. And I don't think it should take forever. Some things might, but I think they'll take as long as you allow for them to. And so I just try to help people, you know, from students and people who pay me to like my godson, who's 3, to just understand the power of their heart and their mind so that they can more quickly get to where they want to be in life with less mm-hmm. struggle and just enjoy more of life. I think life should be easy.
You are so wise and yet speak from a perspective to me that sounds like someone who's nearing retirement. And I know you're not that old. I mean, not old enough to be, you know.
But I hope I'm that close to retirement.
Well, right. I'm making an assumption here around, you know, how old someone is when they retire.
Right.
And we know that you can't make those assumptions.
You can't.
Because people can retire at 30, 25.
Yep.
And some folks are in it for the long haul till they're, you know, 70, 80, sometimes even older.
I tell every one of my clients that people far younger than us and far dumber than us are already doing all of this and having success with it. So it can't be that hard.
That is
And
true.
That's the reality.
Yes. And I love that you've spoken to lifestyle first. And we're not saying this isn't at times hard work,
right?
And having to be on a learning curve and again, pivoting and going where you need to go. But leading with intention is what I hear you saying.
Yes, I'm very, very intentional and very, I mean, I take every second I possibly can to make sure I'm resetting or setting the right intention because mm-hmm. I don't want to waste time. I lost my mom at a younger age. I was 20-something, 22, 23. I know that I could leave here and get hit by a bus, but I also know that I could live for a very long time. My high school advisor taught me something that amongst many things I take with me, which is to live as if you're going to die tomorrow, but plan as if you're going to be here for 100 years. Mm-hmm. And I like to live with the tension between those things. Like, as entrepreneurs, we go to bed we could have our most productive day we've ever had in our lives, and there's still a mountain of work to tackle tomorrow and ongoing. I've accepted that. And I choose now to let myself rest and to not stress over it, because it'll get done. And it just takes proper planning and diligence. But at the same time, life's too short to not enjoy or to stop and smell the roses, so to say. And I think we could all use a bigger dose of that if we can plan properly.
And worrying about it doesn't make it happen any faster. It actually prolongs it and keeps us from experiencing it.
Set a timer. Worry about it for that timer and then move on. Create a safety net. Create a plan B and then reset your intention. Think about what it is that you are wanting and then start taking steps. Allow for your God or your universe, whatever you want to energy, whatever you want to call it, to like bring that easiest answer. Because I have come to learn there's forces that can see a lot more than I can in this perspective. Mm-hmm. And they always take better care of me than I do of myself. And so I just would rather leverage them and lean on them.
That's what's happening anyway, so we might as well.
Why fight it?
Yeah, why fight
it? Yeah, why worry and create just a mess in front of us? And everyone else can see the mess. You can't when you're making the mess. So it's embarrassing after. But yeah, I think when we worry, when we struggle, when we have resistance, we only just delay our goal into the future. Mm-hmm. You'll get it eventually. You'll get it. Just how fast you want it.
Yeah, love it. How can people get a hold of you, and what does it look like if someone was interested in working with you in Mont Marketing?
Yeah, yeah. So my website, whatupjeremy.com. It's my personal branded website.
Whatupjeremy.com.
That's where everything goes down. I'm the same on Instagram and Snapchat at whatupjeremy. I do a show on YouTube. I have a vlog and a weekly show that I do. So I'd love to connect with you. And if you are looking for personal branding help, and if you think that maybe we can help, or if you want to just kind of discuss, maybe you're working with another agency and you want to kind of compare things or see if you're in the right realm, I'm happy to help. If you're a friend of Karen and friend of, you know, Business Radio X, and you're a friend of mine, just shoot me over an email, my personal email, montoya.jeremy@gmail.com. And I'd love to chat with you and see how things are going. We only sell one product, which is a roadmap, which is where we actually do your strategy session, me and the team, and we sit down. And then from there, you can decide on the actual investment you want to make in terms of where you want to go with it. Some people are a bit more aggressive. Some people are a bit more relaxed with it. Some people are ready to go now. Some people, you know, want to wait a little bit. So would love to connect with you and hear about your goals and what you're wanting, how it serves your lifestyle, and potentially be part of that.
Remind me again about the roadmap. That is the only product that you sell or the service that you sell.
Right.
And can you talk a little bit about what that looks like? It starts with a conversation, just saying, hey, are even we a good fit?
Right.
And then if you feel that synergy is there, can you speak to what the next piece is then?
Absolutely. So as a freelancer, normally you're like hunting someone down for 3 to 4 months trying to get their business. And like you've basically created the whole strategy because you needed to sell them on this whole thing. And then they say yes, and you're at one of 2 points. So I'm helping all the freelancers. I'm helping you out right now. You say yes, you're already in the hole money. So when you're invoicing that client now, hopefully up front, God forbid, at like the end of the 30-day series or the end of the product delivery
you're
or something like
that,
you're not only waiting for the money, but you already feel like you're owed money. You spent so much time with the person through coffee and meetings and calls and putting things together and deliverables that the client could never say yes to and never, ever give you a penny for. And that happens to too many freelancers every single day. So to avoid that, and to create a better experience for the client from the first step, we started doing a road mapping up front. So there is a upfront investment. This brings my team to you. We typically do it even if you're local through a Zoom call so we can record it so you can get it as well. And what we do is we interview you. We understand your goals. We talk about your market, your business, other competitors, where you're wanting to be, where you're at. And then what we do after we hang up that call, which can last from an hour to like 4.5 on like really big ones, we create a comprehensive plan, a step-by-step plan over the next 12, 24 to 36 months for how they should focus their energy, their efforts, and their investment in order to get there. And so we present to them after that, about a week later, an actual plan that they could hire somebody else to follow. It's that comprehensive. They could have their 16-year-old nephew or niece or part-timer take on parts of it or the whole thing if they wanted. Or they could even say, you know what? I got to hunker down and I got to focus on this thing, this part of it. And I'm just going to do it and maybe we'll call you guys back. We do have that happen. What we then do for either someone who's ready or when our clients are ready, who've already purchased a roadmap and made the investment, is we apply the road mapping investment towards their services.
Oh, sweet.
So if they're launching a podcast or a blog or a landing page, those sort of things, a product, we will apply that directly over and then get started to set up some milestones. Some of our clients invest up front. Some of them invest at the milestones. And so that's how we operate so that our clients can upfront know what they're expecting so that I can compensate my team. We're not trying to get rich off these roadmaps. Our goal is that we can show you how much we know and what we want to do and present to you enough information that helps you to say, these are the people that I want to be doing business with because they're fun, they're cool, they know what they're doing, they have fun with this, and they know better than I do. They're already telling me what I should be doing and helping me, and they've already added so much value through this that like I want to work with them. And so we just make it easy. So we take that investment up front, we have that investment up front so that we can help them, and that's so I can compensate my team for it. And then when they're ready, it makes the conversation so much easier because they're getting that investment back. So it creates a win-win-win.
Wow. It sounds like a smarter, smoother way of doing business.
If you're a freelancer, call yourself an agency and start doing something like this, road mapping. It doesn't have to be what we charge.
It'll completely change the way that you're interacting with people.
Yeah. I mean, I know some agencies that charge $20,000, which is not what we charge for it. I know some that charge $500. Just have something there in some range with the products and the services you want to be offering ongoing that helps for them easily make that decision. If you're offering a $500 a month service, maybe $250. If most of your clients are wanting to be $7,000 to $15,000, maybe your roadmap is, you know, $5,000 to $10,000. Just have something there. You'll feel better because you're actually generating revenue from it, and your clients will feel better. And here's why: is because most freelancers are spending those 3 months chasing everything, kind of courting the client, so to say. They're not making money. They're going to feel the second they invoice them, like I said, they're going to feel in debt. They're going to try to collect on that by either delaying the work, doing less, or charging a startup fee, which you're just paying for their past time. Why not just get that out of the gate, build that into a better experience, and make that something where everybody wins?
Well, and when you know that you bring it, it makes sense to say, this is how we function. And if you want to be part of what we're doing, this is what it's going to require of you. And we'll apply, if this is long term, we'll apply it to longer term commitments to work with you. I love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Before we close out the segment today, tell us about your beloved little pooch.
Oh, goodness.
Who's not here today. We're at Galvanize, where I didn't even think to tell you, hey, bring your sweet one with you.
I wouldn't have been able to focus because everyone would have been around here. So you're talking about my dog, Elvis.
Yes, Elvis. I didn't realize that your dog's name was Elvis.
That's his God-given name. We call him Minkus.
Minkus.
Because he's kind of a nerd. If you remember Boy Meets World at all, there was a classroom nerd named Minkus. He has a thousand different nicknames off of that one and others. But I'm blessed with like the world's greatest dog, in my opinion. Don't get me wrong, dogs are dogs. But he's just like my little best friend. So he goes to the coffee shop with me. So if you're listening to this and you're in the East Valley area in Scottsdale, some of the best coffee shops, in my opinion, I go to Regroup Coffee and he just hangs out there. And he's like, he has more friends there than I do, I would say. And he's just so good and attentive and just wants to hang out all day, which works perfect for me. So I can hang out, work from home, the coffee shop, or like my friends argue over him when I go out of town. There's like a chain of command with who gets who. They've kind of come to accept it now.
Right.
So I'm just very blessed to have a pup that's, you know, such a cool part of my lifestyle. And that, you know, my friends even love being around and hanging out with and stuff like that. So you can follow him on Instagram.
He has his own Instagram.
His username is @whatupmink. M-I-N-K, whatupmink. So
what
follow
up
him.
Mink.
Check out his shenanigans.
Yes, love it. And lasting thought, one last piece to leave us with. What is your greatest joy in helping people establish a really solid brand?
Seeing them get what they want. Marketing and all that's cool to me, but like seeing someone create time with their family or have the financial capital to start a family or to take the trip that they were wanting, that to me is like the marketing, all that's the means to the end, the branding and all that. And I really love it and I'm super interested in it, but I'm more into life-changing experiences. And I'm more into seeing people live out their visions and their manifestations and here in the body. And if I can leverage my skills in business and my articulation to help people to do that, then that for me is a huge win and what I really take the most joy in.
I'd imagine that your clients find a lot of joy in working with you and are probably as proud about landing in those lifestyle moments and those milestones for themselves, but also looking back and saying, I know that Jeremy and his team had a hand in helping us do this, and it feels great to do it, not only for themselves, but also because you saw it for them before they probably saw it themselves.
Right. Definitely. And that's rewarding for us, you know what I mean? To see those sort of eye-opening moments and to hear about them when they come back from the trip or those sort of things. And they also know that because I'm asking them about those things and focus with them on those things, that I'm wanting that. And that for them also creates an experience where they can say, you know what, like we're all helping each other and that they're a part of my mission and what I'm doing too.
Love it. So again, it's whatupjeremy.com.
Yep.
And whatupjeremy on
everywhere else.
Yeah. On social media, YouTube.
I'm like the easiest man to assassinate. I'm like one of four places, it's the same username everywhere.
I love it. Well, thank you again for making it over to Galvanize today for a remote broadcast. This has been a blast. We've had a lot of conversations at Regroup Coffee House.
Yep.
I've yet to meet Elvis, so the next time I'm with you,
I'll bring
your sweet
with
pup
meetings.
With you.
I usually try to like.
No, yeah.
I live walking distance from there, so for those listening, I just go home and walk him after those sort of things. But if I need to focus or have a lot going on, then I'll leave my home. But
right.
He's usually with me.
Next time, I'll say, hey,
hold me to that.
Yes, I will. Thank you again for making time for us today. And again, listeners, if you're interested in really finding out about personal branding and how it can best benefit you and the growth in your business and, of course, lifestyle, then please reach out to Jeremy and Mott Marketing through whatupjeremy.com. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.